daddy that'll walk the line.
Today's noon news is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood, and by Greeley Signs and Graphics. Whether you're just starting a business or wanting to replace and improve your existing signage, Greeley Signs and Graphics is ready to help. It's 31 degrees at 12 o'clock.
AD News, I'm Ed Donahue. The latest jobs report from the Labor Department shows a solid gain of 216,000 jobs last month in December. There was a jump in average hourly wages, though, from a year ago, which could make it harder for the Fed to slow inflation back to its 2% target. House Republicans are moving ahead with plans to hold Hunter Biden in contempt of Congress after he defied a subpoena last month. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The House Oversight and Judiciary panels wanted the president's son to appear at a private deposition. He showed up outside the Capitol, but insisted he'd only testify in public.
What are they afraid of? I'm here.
Panel Republicans said Biden had to appear privately first. They now plan full committee votes on contempt charges next week, which would go to the full House if they pass. The GOP's looking to tie President Biden to his son's business dealings as part of an impeachment inquiry nearing its final stages. So far, Republicans have uncovered no evidence directly implicating the president in any wrongdoing. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The leader of Hezbollah says his group must retaliate after a presumed Israeli strike hit a Beirut neighborhood, killing a senior Hamas official, or else all of Lebanon would be vulnerable to Israeli attack. Iranian officials tried to link Israel and the U.S. to an Islamic State group claimed suicide bombing while speaking to a mass funeral for some of the 89 people killed in that attack. A storm system is moving across the country and is expected to reach the Northeast by this weekend. Snow and coastal issues are expected in Mayor Michelle Wu's city, Boston.
We are prepared for anything, and as we've already seen in recent storms, any season of the year, this is more and more of an issue for Boston, needing to manage our coastline and ensure that we are prepared.
More snowfall is expected away from the Northeast coast. This is AP News. Reaction to Oscar Pistorius' parole has been muted in South Africa. The Olympic sprinter and double amputee who ran using carbon fiber blades served only 9 years for killing his girlfriend. Here's the AP's Charles Della Desma.
Such reactions are in stark contrast to the first days and months after Reeva Steenkamp's killing, which sparked angry protests outside of the court hearings calling for Pistorius to receive a long prison sentence. There's no death penalty in South Africa. Themba Masango, Secretary General of Not In My Name International, a group that campaigns against violence against women, says Pistorius has ticked all the necessary boxes, and we can only wish and hope Oscar Pistorius will come out a better human being, Masango adds. We tend to forget that there's a possibility where somebody can be rehabilitated. I'm Charles Della Desma.
Pistorius will live under strict parole conditions. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry and live bands every Friday. Saturdays at Arthur's, enjoy the amazing prime rib buffet. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. There's also a full brunch and turkey dinner on Sundays and a full salad bar with soup selections daily. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 till 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
Would you like 50 years of experience behind your next sign? If that's the case, you need to call Greeley Signs and Graphics right here in Richland Center, the easy-to-find and easy-to-get sign trophy and awards company. They also supply and install vinyl lettering and graphics along with sandblasted and custom-routed signs. Full-colored electronic message centers are their specialty. Give them a call at 647-2628 or visit 1209 U.S. Highway 14 East across from Allen Bradley in the former Philback building. Also look them up on the web at signface.com.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, the People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Musket 8 Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is mostly cloudy and 31 degrees at 12:05. Mainly cloudy today and warmer than normal. Highs in the low to mid 30s. Staying mostly cloudy tonight, low 25, and mostly cloudy and mild again tomorrow with a high of 35. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm, and once again, our current temperature is 31 degrees.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow. He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call now.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m. Do you really want a bachelor's degree but are unsure if you're ready? Start earning your bachelor's degree at Southwest Tech in Fenimore and then transfer to a four-year institution to complete your studies. The caring faculty and staff at Southwest Tech will guide you through transfer contacts, help you pick classes, set your credits go with you, and keep the whole process on track. You can save thousands of dollars, take on much less debt, and graduate with the same degree for the career you want. There's still time to explore your options, apply, and become a student at Southwest Tech. Classes start Monday, January 15th. Apply online at swtc.edu/apply. Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Today is Friday, January 5th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thede. Yesterday evening at approximately 10:34, Iowa County Sheriff's deputies made contact with an individual who had an outstanding warrant. As a result, Thomas D. Naughton, 54, of Blanchardville, was arrested on charges of homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle. Naughton was booked into the Iowa County Jail, where he remains. A Lafayette County couple charged in the death of a baby were in court Wednesday. Ted Allen reports.
The sheriff's office there was made aware of a possible child abuse case involving an infant in Belmont just before Christmas. After the sheriff's office learned that the baby involved died in a Madison hospital, an investigation led to the arrest of the baby's parents, 23-year-old Maria Guadalupe Atlawa Aguas and 24-year-old Azario Aguiar Gonzalez. who are charged with first-degree reckless homicide and physical abuse of a child, repeated acts causing great bodily harm, both as a party to a crime. They were given a cash bond of $1 million. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Grant County Board of Supervisors has moved to hire a county administrator. The board voted 11-5 to move forward with creating the position. After years of tossing out the idea of a county administrator, the board turned the table. The county has been unable to fill its full-time finance director position. The cost of the administrator position is an estimated $120,000. Two consultants hired to analyze new state legislative boundary lines in Wisconsin after the state's high court tossed the current Republican-drawn maps will be paid up to $100,000 each. Under the terms of the contracts made public yesterday, each consultant will be paid an hourly rate of $450, up to $100,000 total, which will be partially taxpayer-funded. The state director of courts has the authority to exceed the maximum amount if she determines it's necessary. Last month, the court ruled that the current legislative maps are unconstitutional because many districts aren't contiguous. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, who has pushed for full legislation of recreational marijuana, says he is open to a more limited medical marijuana legalization being promoted by Republicans. The Democrat told the Associated Press on Wednesday that he would prefer to get it all done at once, but if medical marijuana legalization is all that can be done now, he'll be supportive of that. Republicans have been working behind closed doors for years on a medical marijuana bill, and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said in December that they would unveil it this month. Republicans have repeatedly rejected full legalization. Wisconsin's Democratic governor opposes keeping Republican Donald Trump off the ballot in the battleground state, saying that those who think he should be disqualified can vote against him. Governor Tony Evers also told the Associated Press in an interview Wednesday that in order for President Joe Biden to win Wisconsin, he must be a frequent visitor to the state and focus his message on his successes and issues that matter to the middle class, not just the argument that the fate of democracy is at stake. For the past six presidential elections in Wisconsin have been decided by less than a point. Most new and existing members of the Wisconsin Badger Care Plus and other Medicaid programs who are under the age 19 can now keep their health insurance benefits for at least 12 months, even if their family's income increases or they no longer meet program rules. This new policy aims to improve health outcomes for children by stabilizing their access to care. States were required to implement this change made by the Consolidated Appropriations Act passed by Congress in December of 2022. Children enrolled in a qualifying program as of January 1, 2024, will be covered for 12 months, starting at their last application or renewal. For example, a child in a household that renewed in July 2023 will keep benefits at least through June 2024 if the household reports an income change. New members under age 19 who enroll in a qualifying program on or after January 1, 2024 will also keep benefits for a full 12 months. Once the 12 months are over, they would complete a renewal process to see if they are still eligible. The current qualifying income threshold for children's coverage is 306% of the federal poverty level. Only a few specific events would end a child's coverage during the 12 months, such as the child turning 19 or moving out of state or a request from their parents to disenroll. People who live in rural communities live an average of 3 years fewer than urban counterparts and have a 40% higher likelihood of developing heart disease. The Richland Hospital and Clinics is committed to changing that. For efforts to optimize acute cardiac care and eliminate rural health care outcome disparities, the Richland Hospital and Clinics has received the American Heart Association's Get With The Guidelines Coronary Artery Disease Rural Recognition Bronze Award for both non-ST elevations, acute coronary syndromes, and ST elevation myocardial infarctions. The American Heart Association recognizes the importance of health care services provided to people living in rural areas by rural hospitals that play a vital role in initiatives of timely, evidence-based care. For that reason, all rural hospitals participating in Get With The Guidelines, CAD, are eligible to receive award recognition based on a unique methodology focused on suspected non-ST elevation acute coronary syndrome and or ST elevation myocardial infarction as performance metrics. Foremost Farms USA, a world-class producer of cheese, butter, and dairy ingredients supplied to national and international markets, has announced its chairman of the board, Rick Berkhammer of Richland Center, has been elected to the National Milk Producers Federation's Board of Directors and Executive Committee. As part of his commitment to leadership at Foremost Farms and industry advocacy, Berkhammer will help shape the strategic direction and policy initiatives of NMPF. His experience and visionary leadership within the dairy industry make him an ideal addition to the MPF's leadership team. Berkhammer stated that this is an opportunity to contribute to the growth and development of our dairy industry. I look forward to collaborating with industry leaders to address our challenges and drive positive change. In addition to Berkhammer's appointment, Greg Schleifer, president and CEO of Foremost Farms, will continue to serve as an active member of the board of directors at NMPF on behalf of the cooperative. This dual representation reinforces Foremost Farms' dedication to industry collaboration and its active participation in advocating for members and shaping industry policies and standards. Foremost Farms remains committed to excellence, innovation, and industry advancement, and the cooperative is pleased to offer the collective expertise of Berkhammer and Schleifer to the MPF, the NMPF, I should say. News directors, including Berkhammer, were elected to the NMPF boards of directors and approved by NMPF delegates at the November joint annual meeting of NMPF and its checkoff group partners. WRCO News Time is 12:17. When WRCO News returns, we will discuss the deadline for making a difference.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Duncan Hines Wilderness More Fruit Cherry Pie Filling, sale price $2 for $6. Libby's Easy Pumpkin Pie Mix, $2 for $5. Birdseye Mixed Vegetables, 16 ounces, 75 cents. Breakbush Golden Spice Fully Cooked Chicken Breast and Tenders, $4 a pound. Jimmy Dean Sage Pork Sausage Rolls, $2.99 each or $2 for $5. Amy's Organic Low Sodium Tomato Bisque, $2.50 each. Shop at ET Foods where your food dollar goes a little farther. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Are you ready for some place that's a little different from the usual, where you can enjoy casual fine dining and really relax?
Then try Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58, between Laval and Mauston, featuring a beautiful country surrounding, a cozy fireplace, and the warmest hospitality. Tonight's special at Summit Ridge is hand-cut prime rib with twice-baked potatoes and an amazing salad bar. And don't miss the broasted chicken and dumpling special Wednesdays. Make it a dinner to remember at Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58, between Laval and Mauston.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly cloudy and 31 degrees at 1220. Nominations for the Richland Rejuvenates Making a Difference Award are due today by 5 p.m. Richland Rejuvenates created the Making a Difference Awards in 2012 to give deserved recognition to individuals, organizations, and businesses who make a difference in our daily lives and make life better. All nominees are deserving of the honor, but some wish to not be in the public eye. Mick Cosgrove is the director of Richland Rejuvenates.
Probably the biggest challenge I have as director of the program is when I call and say you've been nominated and selected by the selection committee, they always want to say, well, not me, you should give that to someone else. And I mean, that's, I think, part of why they are deserving is that they're not doing it for that reason. They're doing it because they love the community, they love people, and they really do want to make a difference.
The committee that chooses the winners for the various categories appreciates nominations from the public since they are not aware of the great things that many difference makers do for Richland County. A list of the awards categories for nominations can be found online at southwestpartners.org. When submitting nominations, information about the nominee is appreciated.
It's important that you give us at least a couple of paragraphs. The more, the better, but it allows the selection committee to really do their work, and it makes their job a little easier because if they don't know the recipient, they don't know exactly what they're being honored for. And as well as when we make the recognitions at the banquet, we like to read a few sentences from some of the nomination papers for that person so that we kind of get a feel, those in attendance get a feel as well.
Nominees do not have to be from Richland County, but the impact they make has to be made within the county. Nominations can be made at southwestpartners.org, emailed to swp.acctg@gmail.com, or dropped off at 1313 West Seminary Street, Suite 100. Remember, nominations must be submitted by today at 5. The winners will be announced before the awards banquet, which will be held January 28th at the Phoenix Center Banquet Hall in Richland Center. Celebrate National Blood Donor Month by becoming a donor. Giving blood or platelets with the American Red Cross can help those in need make more memories with loved ones. When blood products are fully stocked on hospital shelves, patients don't have to wait for critical care. Two blood drives will be held in the area today. The first is being held until 5:30 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. The second is being held until from 12:30 to 5:30 at the Arena Fire and EMS Station. Making and keeping appointments through the month can help safeguard the national blood supply. Schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-733-2767. With multiple wrong-way crashes in the area, counties recently, law enforcement officials say it's vital to stay aware of your surroundings and drive defensively. Accidents of this nature often happen because of confusion, distraction, or impairment. If you are on a freeway, county highway, or on a road in town and someone is headed directly at you, drive defensively and get out of the way as safely as possible. Then call 911. This is too possibly to prevent that driver from creating a crash in another area. Portage County Sheriff tells News 9 he recommends staying in the right lane on divided highways unless you need to pass someone. This is a precaution in case someone comes at you unexpectedly. Starting this month, some new personal computers that run Microsoft Windows 11 operating system will have a special Copilot key that launches the software's giant AI chatbot. Getting third-party computer manufacturers like Dell to add an AI button to laptops is the latest move by Microsoft to capitalize on its close partnership with ChatGPT maker OpenAI and make itself a gateway for applications of generative AI technology. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection designated more than 21,000 acres in Green Lake and Sauk counties as new agricultural enterprise areas. DATCAP has designed a modification to expand an existing AEA in Monroe County by more than 20,000 acres. With these additions, there are now 49 AEAs statewide, totaling 1,619,566 acres, covering portions of 30 counties, 135 towns, and the Bad River Reservation. AEA designations are important to Wisconsin's agricultural future and support local farmland protection goals. This agricultural economy, environmental efforts, and rural prosperity landowners within designated AEAs are eligible to enter into voluntary farmland preservation agreements, committing all or a portion of their farm to agricultural use and maintaining state soil and water conservation standards. In return, they may be eligible to claim the annual farmland preservation tax credit. The Delona AEA, located in Sauk County, includes more than 8,000 acres in the town of Delona. Local governments and partners joined 11 landowners to petition for designation of this AEA. Petitioners in this AEA hope to promote the implementation of the soil health principles and create a community for farmers to support financial and environmental stability. Marquette AEA, located in Green Lake County, includes more than 13,000 acres in the towns of Marquette, Green Lake, and Kingston. Scenic Ridge and Valley AEA, located in Monroe County, includes more than 20,000 new acres for a total of more than 83,000 acres in the towns of Leon, Jefferson, Wells, and Portland. DATCAP is accepting petitions to designate or modify existing AEAs through August 2nd. An AEA designation provides tools for support, farmland protection, conservation, and the local farm economy. Petitioners who notify DATCAP of their intention to apply will receive information about the workshops, webinars, and other resources to help prepare the petitions. For more information on the program or to access petition materials, visit farmlandpreservation.wi.gov. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources urges ATV, UTV riders to be mindful of potentially dangerous winter conditions when operating recreational vehicles during the extended riding season. Many of the state's trails have yet to be covered in snow, but just because a winter road or trail is legally open for riding doesn't mean it's safe. Frost, ice, and fresh snow can cause slippery conditions. UTVs and ATVs have great traction off roads, but they can change when they are driven on roadway routes in winter. In 2023, there were 32 fatal ATV-UTV crashes in the state, the most recent of which happened on December 31st. The consumption of alcohol or drugs, excess speed, driver inexperience, and operator error are leading causes of fatal crashes. Never consume alcohol or drugs before or during your ride. Always wear a DOT-approved helmet. Always wear a seatbelt in a UTV. Remember, no ice is 100% safe. Warmer than usual winter temperatures have created hazardous ice conditions, and extra caution is necessary. Do not travel in unfamiliar areas. Let someone not riding with you know where you are going when you will return. Follow all posted speed limits and regulatory signs. Dress for the weather and carry additional safety gear such as a life jacket, ice picks, and dry cloths when operating on the ice. Double check before operating on trails. Many trails open to ATVs. UTVs are closed during winter in anticipation of snowmobile season. Wisconsin law requires ATV and UTV operators born on or after January 1, 1988, who are at least 12 years old for an ATV and at least 16 years old for a UTV, must complete an ATV safety certification course to operate in Wisconsin. These safety courses can be taken online or in person. A list of approved safety education classes is available on the DNR Safety Education webpage. Wisconsin law also requires every operator involved in a crash incident to report the incident without delay to law enforcement officials. Operators must submit a written report to the DNR within 10 days of the incident. For more information about ATV and UTV recreation in Wisconsin, visit the DNR's ATV-UTV Riding in Wisconsin webpage. More than 6 million people receive benefits through the nation's food assistance program for women, infants, and children, which is known as WIC. But it's not always easy to get what you might need. Unlike food stamps, the fresh produce, baby formula, and other nutritious items that are WIC approved can't be bought online just yet. Complex requirements make it tough for smaller stores and sometimes big-name stores to participate. Some states are working to expand access after vendors left due to changes in the WIC program or pandemic-related store closures. And the U.S. Department of Justice says Karen Johnson of Cumberland stole over $200,000 from the St. Croix Chippewa Housing Authority from 2014 through 2019. The 55-year-old Johnson, who worked for the agency of the St. Croix Chippewa Indians of Wisconsin since 1995, used her position to write checks for personal expenses and create and approve false invoices, billing the housing authority for work from a contractor. Johnson would then write checks drawn on the authority's funds, forge the contractor's signature, and deposit the checks into her account. Today's winner of $100 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Sharon Derrickson of Richland Center on ticket number 240. WRCO News Time is 12:31. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics. Turbos in Hub City appreciates your support and patronage. Please note that Turbos is closed now and will reopen in the near future. At Turbos, you'll enjoy the festive atmosphere along with delicious soup, a fresh salad bar, great-tasting bluegill, perch, shrimp, and more. For a mouth-watering meal you'll enjoy, it's Turbos Bar and Grill in Hub City. Remember, Turbos in Hub City is closed and will reopen in the near future.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobile One products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay-in-your-car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Today is Friday, January 5th. Avis M. Spencer, 73, of Richland Center, died December 20th. A celebration of life will be held tomorrow from 11 to 3 at Turbos in Hub City. A private family burial will be held in the Rockbridge Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Avis Spencer is survived by sisters-in-law Shirley Spencer and Kathy Spencer of Richland Center, Mary Spencer of Reedsburg, and June Spencer of Richland Center. Many nieces, nephews, great-nieces and nephews, great-great-nieces and nephews, cousins and friends. Avis M. Spencer, 73 of Richland Center. John A. Woolley, 101 of Richland Center, formerly of Stoddard and Viroqua, died December 20th at Schmidt Woodland Hills. A celebration of life will be held Sunday at 1 at the Woodbrook Community Center in Lakeland, Florida, with speakers Jerry Sledge and the Woodbrook veterans. In lieu of flowers, contributions may be made to St. Jude's Children's Hospital, a Grace Hospice, or Schmidt Woodland Hills. John Woolley is survived by 4 children, Linda and Brian Gosrud of Lake Villa, Illinois, Martin Woolley of Apache Junction, Arizona, Kevin and Nancy Woolley of Lakeland, Florida, and Sandra and Brian Jewell of Richland Center. 11 grandchildren, 1 step-grandchild, 14 great-grandchildren, 2 step-great-grandchildren, 2 great-great-grandchildren, and many relatives and friends. John A. Woolley, 101 of Richland Center, formerly of Stoddard and Viroqua. Janet M. Davis, 86 of Richland Center, died Monday at Pine Valley Community Village. No formal funeral services will be held. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family. Janet Davis is survived by nieces and nephews, Julie and Jim Teach, Steve and Lori Beatty, Nancy Peterson, Terry Deckert and Bill Jr., Eddie, Joyce, and Debbie Beatty. Other relatives and friends. Janet M. Davis, 86 of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Irma Valerio Giraldo and Efrain Carvajal Ramirez had a son, Ivan.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. With all the current diagnostic equipment and ASC-certified technicians, they provide top-notch service on your cars, trucks, and farm equipment, including hydraulic hose repair, welding, metal fabricating, ag and auto tire sales, and light and heavy-duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to a repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair today at 986-4300.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy have exceptional caring staffs and great service. They're locally owned independent pharmacies, proudly serving the surrounding area. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individual plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications. Count on Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy to help you minimize or prevent adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Congratulations to area couples celebrating wedding anniversaries today. Alan Carmen Durst, Heather and Stacia Colstead, Andy and Jillian Troxell, and Scott and Angela Hinkle. Best wishes from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we're looking at a fairly dreary day here once again across the Midwest, but temperatures actually running a good 6 or 8 degrees above normal with that south wind flow. We're tracking some light precipitation trying to break out from Minnesota southward down toward Kansas in response to an area of low pressure in the Dakotas marching east. And that will likely spell some steady snows across the Dakotas and parts of Minnesota and northern Wisconsin by tonight, where a couple inches could fall. Around here, we're going to be kind of split by weather systems, with that one to the north and another one tracking up through Missouri and Illinois toward Michigan. That one could bring a little snow shower activity to southeast Wisconsin primarily by Saturday morning. In any case, we could see a few flurries around here by Saturday night with that western system getting closer. Otherwise, we'll look for another chance of light snow late Monday night into Tuesday as a storm system barrels off to the south and southeast of Wisconsin. The heaviest part of that snowstorm should again miss us, tracking through Illinois, Indiana, up through lower Michigan, and possibly far southeast Wisconsin. The pattern does look to stay very active, though, in the extended outlook all the way through a good chunk of January, with numerous chances of snow and turning much colder as well. So the rest of today, we see lots of cloud cover, high at 34, south wind between 4 and 8 miles per hour. Staying mostly cloudy tonight, low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and mild again, high at 35 degrees. Southeast to south wind close to 5. There could be some patchy light snow or flurries tomorrow night into early Sunday. Mostly cloudy Sunday with highs holding in the mid-30s. Monday should be mostly cloudy as well, low 23 with a high of 36. Some patchy light snow coming in late Monday night. Tuesday, some snow showers and breezy, small accumulations possible. Low 26, high 34. Wednesday, variably cloudy with highs in the low 30s. A good chance of some snow Wednesday night. And Thursday, some accumulation possible. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's partly sunny and 33 degrees after a morning low of 19. Yesterday's high was 31, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 2012 is 54 degrees, with a record low of 30 below back in 1999. Last year's high was 34, with a low of 29. Sunset will take place tonight at 4:40, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:34. Winds are calm. Our barometric reading is 30.09, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 33 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
The Culver's restaurant chain appreciates farmers. Up next on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. The Wisconsin-based Culver's chain of restaurants has operated its Thank You Farmers program for 10 years now. Marketing and PR manager Allison Demmer says the program is based on three pillars, the first being sustainability.
When we think about what that looks like in the world of sustainability, it's really leveraging all of the work that's happening across the agriculture industry and ensuring that our guests are able to know that we wouldn't be able to serve our delicious food without the farmers and ranchers who make it possible.
Demmer says the second pillar was to align with the FFA organization.
So when we can raise funds in a local restaurant that then support a local FFA chapter, it allows really ag education to make a bigger impact in our local communities, but also enables us to ensure that the next generation of leaders in agriculture, these FFA members, are able to be successful because we can support them in numerous ways.
And Demmer says the third pillar is the thank you part.
Gratitude is really all about ensuring that our guests and the entire community understand that farmers are the reason everything is possible.
The program has generated $5 million to support FFA. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home garden tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
An economist says farmers might need to change their risk management strategy. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The future of clean fuels is here. The Clean Fuels Conference, February 5th through 8th in Fort Worth, Texas, is the annual event for supporters of biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel. Learn more at cleanfuelsconference.org. An ag economist says farmers should focus less on price levels when it comes to risk management. Jim Mintert is the director of Purdue's Center for Commercial Agriculture.
The lesson of the last couple of years, and in longer term, has been to pay attention to margins.
He tells Brownfield,
monitor what your production costs are and monitor what your break-evens are, and then think about locking in positive returns if you have the opportunity to do so.
And while there has been some weakness in markets recently, Mintert says,
there's typically some opportunities as we head through the winter and into the spring. Take advantage of those opportunities if they appear. Look at it from a margin perspective. And I think sometimes that can really help in terms of managing risk, because that's the risk you really want to manage is at that margin that you're operating on.
He says the volatility in commodity markets will continue, and working with budgets and understanding cost of production will be crucial to profitability again in 2024. A U.S. representative from Iowa says lawmakers cannot delay work on the next farm bill. Republican Zach Nunn says 2024 is a presidential election year and the farm bill needs to get done sooner rather than later.
The earlier we put it in the calendar, the better for farmers, the better for members of Congress, and most importantly, the betterment of every American who's depending on this.
Nunn says the next farm bill will be monumental to the future of agriculture.
That means taking care of the commitments we've made to farmers, but providing a good on-ramp for new farmers to come into this.
He says Congress has an obligation to provide farmers and ranchers some long-term certainty. There are a range of tools designed to improve calving. University of Minnesota Extension educator Dr. Joe Armstrong says they are using a new cow model to help producers become more independent.
We're helping them learn about calf position and how to help an animal that's calving and something's gone wrong.
Armstrong says learning these management skills is extremely valuable when there's no veterinarian on site. USDA's Foreign Ag Service has lowered the outlook for Brazil's soybean crop. The FAS cut their outlook to 158.5 million tons, 2.5 million under the official guess because of weather impacting planting and development. Beef and sorghum were bright spots for U.S. exports last week. USDA says beef for 2023 delivery and sorghum sales were the only commodities to post week-to-week improvements. Corn and soybeans both hit market year lows. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
AA made all the difference in my life. I noticed that most of the goals I had as a kid were slipping by. I didn't feel like the person I hoped to be. After all those years of drinking, I really didn't know myself. When I was out there drinking, I was always looking for the next great party to make me feel all right. With AA, I found a better way of life. And I feel good in my everyday life, even without a drink in my hand.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
Kitchen remodels are a popular building project. At Harchi Lumber, they can design a new kitchen layout and offer the Craftmade and Merillac Classic line of cabinets. But cabinets aren't only for the kitchen. Spruce up the storage space in your bathroom, craft room, home office, or even as an entertainment center. Finish off your cabinets with a countertop that meets your needs and matches the decor. For all your cabinet needs, call 608-985-7207 or stop at Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Lavelle and Reedsburg.
Direct cash cattle business is quiet and cash hogs are lower at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to another quiet start. The lone bid to have surfaced so far today has been in the north at $273 stress. That's a couple of dollars off current asking prices of $275 stress in the week's previous business. Asking prices in the south are at $174 plus live. There was another light round of business reported on Thursday. Dress deals in the north were marked at $275. That's $2 higher than the previous week's business. The South remained quiet. Look for more trade to develop before the end of the day. Box beef is higher at midday on solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $1.98 at $277.88. Select is 29 cents higher at $259.11. At the Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, feeder steer 600 to 850 pounds or $2 to $6 higher. There were no comparable offerings for heifers, but the USDA says there was a steady to higher undertone noted. Demand was good. Medium and large on feeder steer, 752 to 795 pounds, brought 230.50 to 244.50. Feeder steers, 800 to 849 pounds, brought 222 to 232.50. Medium and large on feeder heifers, 750 to 799 pounds, brought 211.25 to 218.50. Cash hogs are lower at midday with light negotiated purchases. Processors aren't in a position where they need to get aggressive in their procurement efforts and bid up to move needed numbers. Supplies of market-ready hogs are more than ample, and hog weights are up, ensuring there is plenty of pork available. Demand for U.S. pork remains relatively strong on the global market, despite a sluggish week for export sales last week. If hog runs tighten in the first quarter, there could start to be a flash of higher prices. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Director down $1.16 with a weighted average of $44.38. The Iowa Minnesota was 56 cents lower with a weighted average of $45.12. And the Western Corn Belt was down 70 cents with a weighted average of $44.82. At Illinois, slaughter south prices are steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $28 to $40. Bears and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $25 to $35. And pork values are firm at midday, up 33 cents at $84.83. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to new lives full of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but with God's help, We can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe, or joining mercy ships to bring life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Hog futures are higher, soybeans, corn, and cattle are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. The path to higher yields is now at your fingertips. Download the Stein Seed app and start planning your next move today. Stein has yield. Soybeans are down, seeing another round of losses connected to forecasts for more rain in Brazil. Export sales hit a marketing year low with the overall pace behind last year. March beans are down 9 3/4 at 12.57 3/4. May's 11 1/4 lower at 12.65 1/4. March soybean meal's down $4.80 at 371.40. March soybean oil's down 52 points at 47.64. Corn's lower, watching those rain forecasts for Brazil and the generally good conditions in Argentina. Corn export sales are a marketing year low, but that pace is ahead of a year ago. March is down 6 cents at 460.5, and May is 6 1/4 lower at 472 3/4. And wheat's firm, contracts are oversold, and there's been some weakness in the dollar this week, and that could help exports in the long run. There are chances of winter kill in parts of the Black Sea region and the U.S. Plains. March Chicago is now up 2.5 at 6.16. March Kansas City is 1.5 higher at 6.27 1/4. March Minneapolis is a penny higher at 7.12 1/4. Live and feeder cattle are lower, waiting for the rest of the week's direct cash cattle business. The trade we have seen today is at 173 to 173.50 on the live basis in Nebraska. That's $1.50 to $2 lower than the activity we saw on Wednesday and Thursday in that region. February live's down 55 at 170.57 and April 77 lower at 173.52. March feeders are down $1.22 at 224.42. And hogs are up with the recent mostly higher trend in pork, firm at midday today. February lean 75 higher at 69.80, and April's up $1.05 at 76. Crude oil's about $1.50 a barrel higher for the February contract. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Fuller's Milker Center LLC is a full-line Gia Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to the customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milker Center at 608-549-6490.
Some tips for a healthy new year. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. It's that time of year where we make resolutions, many of which focus on our food consumption or maybe focus on improving our health overall. While some may look to fad diets or quick fixes, nutritionists say focusing on improving health should start with science-backed information that helps you be successful in your health journey. First of all, the Mediterranean diet is really good for you. Another one, it's also okay to drink coffee on an empty stomach. Drinking coffee has been linked to a longer life and a lower risk of heart disease. Breakfast is truly the most important meal of the day. It should contain a balanced mix of protein, fiber, and healthy fats, and if done correctly, can fuel your day and a healthy lifestyle. Focus on gut health. You can do that by prioritizing fiber and consuming a wide variety of fermented foods. Kimchi and sauerkraut are favorites in our household. Another one, cottage cheese is back. The versatile ingredient can be used in both sweet and savory snacks and offers a lot of nutrients, including protein, calcium, and selenium. And finally, focus on nutrition facts. Here's to a healthy and happy 2024. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
My therapist had told me that I needed to go to AA meetings, but I wasn't sure whether I wanted to go because I didn't want to be an alcoholic. That was not what I wanted to grow up and be. I didn't want to go to AA, but I did, and it wasn't what I expected by any means. It was friendly. I could feel it. I mean, I could feel the happiness. It's really great.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
If a baby is giggling in the back seat, they're probably happy. If a baby is crying in the back seat, they're probably hungry. But if a baby is sleeping in the back seat, will you remember they're even there? When you're distracted, stressed, or not usually the one who drives them, the chances of forgetting them in the back seat are much higher. It can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get in the habit of checking the back seat when you leave. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Tomorrow is